got Lizzie Davis on the phone from a very cold St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. What's the atmosphere like there, Lizzie?
Well, despite the fact that the temperature is plummeted today, the atmosphere is very warm, very expectant. It's a slightly strange scene in St. Peter's Square at the moment where I am, where St. Peter's Basilica is being upstaged by a chimney, which is being focused in on by at least four big screens in the piazza. Everyone's training their eyes on that, ignoring everything else. People are chatting excitedly about the testimony. But not great. Night will bring the white smoke, we don't think. We don't even know for sure whether there will be any smoke tonight, because of course the Cardinals aren't obliged to hold a first ballot tonight. We think they will. All the black smoke. However, I may have egg on my face in the next hour or so.
Do you get the impression that most of the people there are devoted Catholics, or are there a lot of tourists around who are just interested in the scene? Or
there are certainly people fall into three camps. There are tourists who have absolutely no shame in saying, we just booked a holiday and this is a historic moment. We don't believe at all. We're not religious, but we wanted to be here nonetheless. There are devout Catholics who have come a very long way purely to be here. I spoke to a family earlier, an Italian man who'd come all the way from Abruzzo with his wife and his three young children to be here because he felt that it was a historic moment for the church. And then there are a very lucky Catholic tourist who happened to be in Rome and who happened to be here at a moment of astonishing importance for their religion. So they're very happy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, stay warm, Lizzie, and we'll speak to you. We'll speak to you maybe later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.